Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment two of God Invention Radio. We have Marty Cooper, the inventor of the cell phone and the co-founder of Dyna and A-Raycom. And he's with us tonight on God Invention Radio. Thank you again, Marty, for joining us.
My pleasure, Brian.
Super. I'm getting a lot of emails here, which is great. I'm really excited about it. And there's personal emails about helping with their idea and their apps. And there's a bunch of different emails. But then on the other side also, there's information directly related to you, which is very interesting. But we're going to get through all that. Before the break, you were talking about your wife, Arlene. Now, both you and Arlene basically came up with ideas. You had one with the cell phone, and she had one with a cell phone. But and also, you can go to jitterbug.com. That's your wife's cell phone, right? The one that
you
came up with. It's amazing.
Right.
I can't believe all the different features on this. This is like almost like a relief to read this, because you don't really see this out in the market. But I guess, you know, I see that it's promoted this way. So the Jitterbug basically has 24-hour access, like you said, to live friendly operators. It's basically for simplicity seekers. There's no cameras and there's no fancy stuff on there. It just basically works. You have live operators. If you pay $4 a month, you have 24-hour access to live registered nurses anytime you need to ask a health-related question. This is really something unique. It's like a concierge service of cell phone service.
Well, that's exactly right, Brian, but you really got to the heart of it. The most important thing is there is on the phone only what you want. So if you want a simple phone that doesn't even have a phone book, you don't even have to have that. You can just have a plain phone. If you want to populate your phone book, you can call the operator and just read the names and numbers to her, and she'll put the numbers in for you, or you can go on a website and put them on.
I love the cushion on the ear, too. This looks great.
Yeah, there are all kinds of little details. And of course, all of those details have to be worked out, and a number of them are, in fact, patented. And yet, all of that work was just a tiny part of what had to be done to turn the Jitterbug into a business, Brian.
Well, that's definitely a question that I'd like to ask you. So you and Arlene both came up with certain parts. You came up with the cell phone, and she came up with a special cell phone here that, again, like a concierge service cell phone for people that just want simplicity in their life. So when you guys had this team, you happen to be fortunate to have this team of engineers and people that were willing to really dedicate time to work on these ideas for you. What did you do after that? You had this product, or you had this idea, and it worked. What'd you do next? And what, Arlene, both of you do next?
Well, we ought to start with or stick with Arlene's issue, because that's much more recent. The very first thing she did was actually work out all of the details that went into this. She actually had some models built, and we went and bought a bunch of earphones at Fry's, which is an electronics store on the West Coast, because the shape of the earphone was very much like what she thought the phone ought to be like. So by the time we were ready to start executing this thing, she had pretty much designed the entire business, all of the services, and yet all of that was just the beginning. Now we had to get somebody to build a phone, and we were really starting from scratch. Remember, I didn't have Motorola now, so we had to start finding people, and it took 10 different companies, each of them doing a little different part of this thing, all working in cooperation to create the whole Jitterbug concept. And, of course, the most important thing was to get a manufacturer to actually build a phone, and that was a combination of good luck and using contacts, because I was very friendly with the president of Samsung. I introduced Arlene to him, and he was smart enough to latch on to her idea and say that this Samsung has to build this phone, and he took it under his own wing to execute and manufacture the phone. And even that was just the beginning, because now we had to put together a team of people, we had to work out the billing systems, we had to design the interface of the phone. We have to figure out how are we going to get service to this phone, and Arlene invented an extraordinary way to do that as well. So the invention itself was a tiny part of the beginning. That's when the work just started.
Marty, you know what I'm curious to ask you? So let's say that you didn't have that connection with Samsung, the president of Samsung, to bring this to the next level. What would you and Arlene have done?
Well, by no means would we have given up, Brian. There had to be somebody that could create that phone, and probably we would have gone to a Chinese manufacturer or to someone else. It would have been much, much more difficult and possibly a lot more costly. Samsung is an experienced company. They knew how to do these things. Here we had the brains of the top guy on our team, and that was really a stroke of good luck. But if there is one attribute that an inventor needs, if you're really going to execute on the invention, which means get all the way to production and making money, and that is persistence. You just have to. If anything go wrong, you know it will. And so you have to have the persistence to just keep going and scale every barrier.
So when you were talking about coming up with the idea and starting to put some the way it looks and the way it should feel and function, so you, at the same time, you were looking for a company like Samsung to potentially license, right? You licensed the rights to your design and the functionality and the service. You put that all together with them, and you signed a licensing agreement with them, right?
No, as a matter of fact, we didn't. What we actually did with Samsung is we told them we wanted to be a customer. So we proposed that we would buy our phones from them if they would design and build the phone for us.
Okay, so you would act as a distributor, a supplier, right?
We acted as a customer.
Okay.
And we were the customer, and you're exactly right. We distributed, we marketed and distributed the phones. And the service as well. Remember, if you look at the Jitterbug site, it's more than just a phone. You buy the service, including the operators, including all the other features, nurse call, and many, many other.
Right, so you features. Don't deal with AT&T or Verizon. It's your own service.
Well, that's exactly. That's how we started out. We actually used Verizon's Sprint, Altel, all of the CDMA carriers. And that still happens now, but we now have, because we are so successful, we now have an arrangement with Verizon, and they are our prime operator. If you're in a place where Verizon doesn't offer service, you will use somebody else's service, but Verizon is our primary outlet.
So let's say Samsung didn't sign up with you or wasn't on board. You were saying that you would probably have to go overseas and try to find a factory there. What would the factory have done for you, and what were you prepared to do?
Well, we were at that time operating with our own money, so we had to be very, very frugal about these things. But we would have had to continue designing that handset and refining the handset because that's where our dream was. The dream was in the handset and in all the services. So we would have had to find a manufacturer that was willing to invest some of their resources and that wouldn't necessarily charge us for everything that they did, and we would be willing to bet on the come. And that would have been very, very difficult, but I have every confidence that we could have done that. It would have taken a lot longer and would have cost a lot more.
Hmm. This seems like an appropriate question, I guess. You're speaking about financial part of it and having to make it your own investment. But Mary from Texas asks, do you receive royalties from all the cell phones that are being sold? I guess maybe that's a way that you might have been able to fund that.
Well, my total payment for all of the patents that I generated while I was with Motorola was $1. When I joined Motorola, I signed a contract with them that gave them the rights to all of my intellectual property for a dollar. And that's not a complaint. Motorola took very good care of me. They gave me opportunities that I never, ever would have had elsewhere. But no, I did not get any royalties from any of the cell phone intellectual property.
So really the whole compensation, I mean, it's the, you're classified as the inventor of the cell phone, but the reward, what happened to that?
Oh, well, there's a lot more to being rewarded with money. You cannot imagine
you're absolutely
the
right.
satisfaction that I feel whenever I see people's lives being saved by cell phones, people's productivity improved, all of those things. The fact that I made a small contribution in that area is a thrilling thing to me, and money can't buy that kind of a feeling.
You're absolutely right, and I could speak for myself as an inventor with products out there and other inventors. It's just the most amazing feeling to see your product out on a shelf or people using it. I'm sure it's got to be a thrill for you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, there's somebody on a cell phone.
You're exactly right. It is a thrill.
That's amazing. Okay, we're going to come back with Marty Cooper from Dyna and A-Raycom. He's the inventor of the cell phone. We have him as a guest tonight, and we have so much more to discuss. I'm still continuing to get these emails coming in with the questions. You can email brian@gotinvention.com. Or you can call in and ask Marty a question directly, 877-474-3302. We'll be back in a few moments on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Finally, guaranteed health insurance at TalkHealthPlans.com. That's right, guaranteed coverage for you or your family. Government health insurance is still years away. At TalkHealthPlans.com, you can get a free online quote in just minutes. No hassle, and best of all, it's guaranteed coverage when you log on to TalkHealthPlans.com. As a courtesy, receive a free prescription card immediately to use at over 50,000 pharmacies where you can save up to 50% on medications. And that's just for getting a quote from TalkHealthPlan.com. Even in this tough economy, you and your family can still have affordable health insurance and the peace of mind that goes with it. Don't let pre-existing conditions prevent you from getting affordable health insurance now. If you or someone you know does not have health insurance, send them to TalkHealthPlans.com. That's TalkHealthPlans.com.
This is Brent Wilsey, president of Wilsey Asset Management. We have been in the investment arena for over 25 years. With that experience has come a strong foundation for investing, along with an obligation to provide the best in customer service. I invite you to listen to my weekly Smart Investing Show on demand 24/7 at wsradio.com/smartinvesting. I look forward to serving you.
Social media marketing. You keep hearing about it, but what is it? And how do you use it to grow your business? Well, the folks at World Class ID have got a way for you to get into this, and at zero cost. I said free. All you have to do is go to worldclassid.com, hit the sign up button, register, and you're in business. After you register, you'll get a social media site, which means unlimited posting capability for articles, marketing materials, video, blogs, forums, photos, plus you'll get access to all the World Class ID content, including a listing of over 500 social networking websites. You can talk to World Class ID subscribers and see how accounts and profiles are set up. What this becomes for you is a great educational resource and will help you decide whether you should continue and join up with World Class ID. World Class ID is unique, and their proprietary software makes it easy because it does all the work. It's easy and it's free. Go now to worldclassid.com. Hit the sign up button and you're in business. worldclassid.com. As a wise old man once said, for free, take.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.